blessing, which was focusing on strategy. One was about strategy, and one had Eric last week. It goes about customers and their expectations. So we are going to use something what you did in a theory. And the first part of question are concerning about your company and boutique. I put here like two pictures. You will need to work with them. I hope you remember this one. And one question is concerning about this concept. Trying to put your company in this picture and trying to think about competitors. Where are the competitors? This is like the first picture which we are going to use. And if you see the question, it's like first go in this vision, mission, in a bedrift, in a company and in a shop. Use internet, use advertisements, use everything what is possible. And then try to use this picture one and put your company in this picture. The second one, you get this picture last for a lesson with Eric, and he was speaking about the customers and the way how they decided to buy the products. Try to use your product, your scenario, and try to think where is your product in this graph. When do you think he is placed in this graph? And if you have like these two parts, which are a little bit about the thinking, where is your company, which type of customers they are trying to focus on, try to describe this. Which type of customers they are trying to reach in their concept according to vision, mission, statement, strategy, and using these two tools which can help you. Because after this part, if you are going to thinking and working together and discussing this, you are probably finding the level of quality which you can accept from mystery shopping. What is the level of the quality which you are going to accept from your case? So it is the first part which is going on the strategy part. The second part is continue on this mystery shopping, and we are still working with this one article which was also uploaded on Fronter. It is like the basic article which can help you to find the way how to work with mystery shopping. But maybe you are after searching some articles, so maybe you have more knowledges about the topic, more knowledges about how to reach the results. So it can help you. If you did the job before searching these articles, you can use also these articles or books. I don't know what did you find. But the minimum is necessary to know this article, because this article can help you how you can work with the results. What? Because the first lecture, mystery shopping, was which type of parameters we are going to focus on. You should discuss this in 8th of March. And now we are focusing what we are going to do with the results, how we are going to measure these results. And in this article, you can find the way how you can work with the results, how to evaluate these results. Also, in the second part of this obgave is trying to thinking and discussing what is like the positive or negative or styrke or svaghetene in mystery shopping. What do you think is good? What is bad on this method according to your product, according to your scenario, according to the bit boutique you decided to work on? And the third one, it goes a little bit about ethic. What type of ethic problems do you think that this obgave can open through the process? Think about this. And also you can read the article and you can get the way how you can thinking about the topic, and then you can discuss together. And the third part as something what I called like the structure part. It is the part which can help you to go through your obligatory obgave, because your obligatory obgave is divided in three parts. One part is about literature review. The second one is about description of mystery shopping. And the third one is going with this concrete case, visiting some shop and do something here. And here you have a little bit like the structure, the topics, which should be inside in this third part. It is not like that it must be, but it's some like recommendation for the group. You can go through it and discuss and divide it, who is doing what and something like that. Because it's like the group work together and you should find the result. We was working with each part, and after this obgave you are going to work with these results, positive, negative sides, ethics problem, but also very good, I think important part of this obgave is using the last part, like reflection. What did you feel? How did you use this method, mystery shopping? What was the positive or negative for you? Like the researcher which was trying to going to the shop and have something back or something like that. To try to think about this and put this small paragraph also in your obligatory obgave after that. So this is like, this obgave should help you to reach this structure, which is after that delivery in a whole obligatory obgave. Because there was like deadline, I think 24 or 23 of April, something like that. I'm not sure if it was 23 or 24, but it's in front there, we can see together. So it is the main aim of Gruppe Øvelse for today. Strategy part, and again continue with this mystery shopping part. And before I'm going to stop, because I still have few minutes, I'm going to use like 5 minutes with some databases, because I get some question from one student, and she said that we are not able to find any article which is concerning about mystery shopping. Maybe we don't have access to some articles or something like that. I was a little bit discuss this topic with Eric, and he is not sure, and I'm also not sure how it is if you are like the student. Because like me, like the employee, if I'm using like NTNU network through the cable or through VPN, I have possibility to open almost everything what is paid by NTNU. Because NTNU is buying some databases, and in these databases are some articles, and they are also buying the access to some journals. I'm not sure if the students and employees has the same access. This is what I don't know. This is what we should check in library. But the first what is necessary, if you would like to search the literature, you must be the part of NTNU network. It's not possible to sitting at home and using this Aurea without NTNU access. If you have this VPN, it's okay. But you have to be the part of NTNU network. And maybe I can show you what you can do. So I'm using this in SIDA. First one, I don't know if the students have something like that. But I'm sure that we have the same starting points here. This is what we have, the starting points, like the same. So you can use this. Put like the mystery shopping here, maybe I show you later, but here you can also find the link, like find databases. So I can open the databases, and normally if I'm searching some articles, I am working with one database, which is the name, this one, Scopus. It is the database where are a lot of articles according to economy fields publicated. So this Scopus, I open this, and there is the way how you can search something. I am not so effective in searching, probably some students which have some informatics background, they know the sentence and everything what should be right to find the correct searching. So I'm doing the easy way. I'm just writing like this one and mystery shopping. And here is written that I would like to find some articles where it's like mystery shopping, and it is in article, it's in a title, it's in an abstract, and it's in keywords. So in these three parts, the system is trying to find the results. And you can do more difficult searching, but I am not used to do it, so maybe somebody from you can learn me more. But I just click here, like starting the searching, and then coming some articles. I'm not saying that the searching is so effective, so it can be. So then I can go through articles and try to reach some information. So for example, I will open this one, read the abstract. If it is fit my topic, I can go more and searching and open more. But very often, I don't know also if it is also in your computer, if I would like to use like export, get the article, is written that it is not working, it is not going. So I'm doing like that, just put copy and paste, open Google, like here, put the name of the article, but still I am the part of NTNU network, and then click here, and it's open now the journal. I'm on the web page of the journal. First I was on the web page of database, and now it is like the journal, and here is download PDF. And here you are saying that it is the part of NTNU, that NTNU is paying this access here. But as I said, I don't know if the student has the same access. So you can use, for example, this Scopus databases, or you can find other databases, which I also work a little bit with this, and going back here, and other databases which is good for searching in economy field. The name is Web of Science. Where is it? Here, Web of Science. I just again open this database and again put like mystery shopping, and here you can choose again where you would like to searching. I just use like the topic maybe and use the searching again and waiting, and I get some articles. And for example, I'm trying to type this one. And here you can see that the terms which I was looking was mystery shopping, and it was in keywords. And here work a little bit better if I click here, like look up full text. But it still goes through the Google, so it is not so much effective. And again, I'm on the page of journal, and again, I can download the PDF, and because I'm the part of NTNU. So I don't know where is the problem of this group, would they call me or write me, but also if you are using like this audio, you can write again, write like mystery shopping and get some results. And again, I don't know, trying like that. And here is writing like full text. And here I am again on a journal. So maybe they choose something what was not open access for NTNU. Maybe they was not part of NTNU system, I don't know. But it is the way how you can work, how you can searching some articles. But I know that maybe everybody know, but just to say to the group, because it was not possible to coming here, because it's the group with the net students. So let's see if this help the group or not. Okay, so We have like last 5 minutes here, and I would like to ask you for something. We were speaking about this pokaioke before. I prepare here like yellow papers. If you are going to working on this obgave and going to this A atrie, put this paper just on the table, because then I know that it is like my group, that I can spend a little bit time here and discuss just this obgave. Because without this, there are sitting more students, and they are like, okay, quality literacy students, or something like that. So use this paper on the table, and then I will coming and discussing with you this obgave, which is prepared for today. Are there any questions according to something like obgave or searching literature or something more? If there are any questions, you can start with Grupe Evelse, and I will give you like 15 minutes, and then I'm going to start to go around the groups and discuss the problems, or maybe you don't understand something and you need some help or just to recommend something. So thank you for this, and see you in a few minutes. Don't forget, take this paper. Come